We'll just go ahead and open up for questions, so go ahead.
That was easy.
Coach, I think when people hear the word spread, the average fan thinks you're going to throw it 70, 80 football times a game. But right. How much is balance in your offense running that?
I never, two things. When people say spread, I honestly don't even know what it is. Because you think of spread as being a style of offense, and it's not. Spread is a formation. And there's people in college football today who will run the ball 80% of the game out of a, quote, spread formation, like Rich Rodriguez successfully did at West Virginia. And then you have people like Mike Leach who ran the spread and threw the ball 80% of the time. So I don't, in my mind, I have no numbers. I always thought that Sonny's former boss, Mike Leach, had a good statement once. They said, you know, you're not balanced at all. And, you know, you're throwing the ball 80% of the time or 90% of the time. And his answer was, you know, you're so wrong. You know, the X caught 60, the Y caught 60, the F caught 60, the H caught 60, and the Z caught 60. And to me, you know, balance is a mythical thing. You just try to get the football in the hands of your good players however you can do it. So, you know, I've had situations like last year at Middle to where my best player was the quarterback. And he was a great runner and an okay thrower, and we just figured out what he could do as the season went on. And once we figured it out, he was a pretty good football player. And then we've had others where Sonny and I were together with Tim Couch to where that he threw the ball 75% of the time because he was phenomenal at doing those skill sets. So, you know, balance keeps players happy if different people touch the football. And that's the one thing that I like to do is I like for lots of guys to touch the football. I think the last year I was at Troy, we had 14 people catch touchdown passes. And that, to me, is balance. You know, it's when you move the football around.
What excites you the most about what you've seen so far, the players you have returning at Louisiana Tech compared to what you had last year at Middle Tennessee?
Well, I've watched film, and I've seen you know, I've seen probably the most exciting thing for me is to see an extremely well-coached offensive line that, in my opinion, is talented. I've known about Petey for a long time. Petey actually came to Kentucky, was good friends with Guy Morris, and they played, I think, with the Eagles maybe at one time. And Guy thought the world of Petey. And so since then, I've always known who he is, and I've listened to people talk about him over the years, and I always wondered if maybe one day I'd get a chance to work with him. So that's the most impressive thing is watching how his guys play. As far as the talent and the skill level, you know, there's so many guys out there in the morning right now that have not played football here who really get you excited that, you know, you'll see them do things and go, wow. And, you know, there's some really talented people, especially at the receiver position, but they have never caught a ball. We may go out the first day and they run a route and, you know, their hands are like Edward Scissors hands and, you know, and then I get real depressed. Coaches normally go from, you know, manic depressive, high, low all the time. But I'm excited about the little bit that I've seen on film, but there's a lot of new faces that I've only seen in the morning, and they look really talented, so I'm excited about that.
What kind of learning curve is there for picking up your offense? How quickly do you think these guys be able to figure out how many practices you have?
I really believe that the greatest asset that I have is that I'm not very smart, and sometimes there's people who would agree with that tremendously, I'm sure, at different places I've been. But I say that because my brain can only hold a certain amount of information. And the one thing I've learned is that if I can coach to the player that's a good football player for us with the most limited maybe ability to learn, then I've done a pretty good job. And so we have a very simple system to put in. It'll take 3 days to have the whole offense in. We'll have it done in 3 days. It'll all be in. It'll look like crap. It'll look really bad. And then it'll slowly be refined. And at the end of the spring, we'll kind of have an idea of what it should look like. And the faster we figure out exactly how it should look, the better it'll be. But it's a simple offense to put in. It's very simple wording concepts. The kids understand it. And it's just a matter to me. It's never about plays. It's about being a good teacher. And that's what, you know, Sonny, I think, has assembled is a bunch of good teachers, people who can teach basic things.
What drew you to this job? I mean, you had a pretty good thing at going to Milton.
Yeah.
What did you, you know, wanting to work with Sonny?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm here because of Sonny Dykes. That's why I'm here. We've talked to each other since 1997 when we first met, when he left and went with Mike to Texas Tech. you know, he's a person that I admired, and I always wanted to work with him. And really, we never really talked about it that much. But, you know, in my mind, I always knew. I knew he was going to be a head coach even when he didn't. You know, I knew he was going to. And I thought that when Louisiana Tech hired him, I said, man, they hit a home run. And so when we talked, you know, we had, my wife and I had decided that we would probably try to stay where we were because our families were close. And I just honestly, selfishly did this for me. I wanted to come work with him. So that's why I'm here. And just so happens, I got lucky that it's a great place with great tradition and good people.
Anything else? All right.
Thank you.